Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to provide massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and find out how they've been able to achieve massive success in their business. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. My guest today is Greater Baton Rouge agent Darren James. Darren was ranked the top agent in Louisiana by Real Trends based on sides for 2023 and 2024. Darren is a community leader and a lifelong giver. Welcome to the podcast, Darren.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate to be here, man. It's awesome. Love it.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to have you, man, and have everybody get your story on the podcast. And I appreciate you coming to the office, man, and hanging out. I know you got a little business in Lafayette here with us, too. But yeah, let's start off with how you got into the real estate business, and give us a little backstory on how you got to where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again for having me today. I really appreciate that. And thank you for everything you do for the community and providing this value. It means a lot to all of us. So thank you again. Appreciate that. So a little bit about me, how I got in the business. It's been a whirlwind, man. Almost 25 years in. Almost 25, man. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
See how fast that time flies. But, you know, I was formed a career with the Louisiana State Police. I worked for them for almost 10 years. And did the deal there. I was working in investigations. My captain called me up one day and said, Darren, look, I want you to take a position in investigations. Well, I didn't know I was going to lose a lot of my overtime as a result of that. So I ended up having to work three jobs to make ends meet. I was working 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday in investigations with state police. Drive my police car home, get in my personal car, drive back to a local office supply shop, Office Max by Cortana Mall in Baton Rouge.
Dang.
Stock shelves from 6 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock at night. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, I worked at a sporting goods store, Academy Sports on Airline Highway, in the fishing department. And so long into the story short, I did that for about 7.5 months. And Jamie, I was at one of the lowest points in my life. And I walked in my house. My daughter was born 7 months old. And I remember like it was yesterday. I walked in my half bathroom and I hit my knees. I said, Lord, life is not supposed to be this hard. I'm not scared to work. I just need some direction in life. I need a career that I can be proud of. Nothing against state police. I loved it there. It didn't pay the bills a lot. You know, I was working all the time. They don't call you the police for nothing. So long.
I like that.
So long in the story short, I ended up getting off my knees. And after giving it to the man upstairs, I walked in my primary bathroom. And on the back of my toilet, I've always read motivational stuff. And even when I was working at Office Max, they had tapes and cassettes and CDs back in the day, right?
Nice.
And so I'm looking at Zig Ziglar tapes and stuff, you know, and all these different motivational stuff. And I'd take them back and I would listen to them in my tape player. And it minded my mindset, you know. So that's how I came up with, I teach a class now called Unstoppable Mindset, Skills, Daily Habits. That's the beginning formation of what founded my mindset, was listening to positive things.
Right.
And I just so happened to come across that at Office Max, of these tapes and cassettes and CDs that were on sale, right? So back, fast forward, I had the right mindset. But anyway, I went to my primary bathroom, and on the back of my toilet was a Success magazine. It said, real estate, get your fair share in Arizona, or some magazine, some positive magazine. I think it was Success. But anyway, and I said, well, I'm not moving to Arizona.
Right.
So maybe I should pick up, you know, maybe I should try this real estate deal. And they had a local mom and pop shop in my area that was pretty well-known real estate brokerage. And I called the owner there. And I said, look, I said, I'm working three jobs right now. I'm thinking about getting into a fourth. If the fourth one takes off, I can possibly cut back one or two of the other ones to make ends meet with, you know, state police being my primary. I can do something that's basically a side hustle. Great. Fantastic.
Right. You got plenty of time, right?
Plenty of time, right? So the lady, the broker at the time said, you know, Darren, we don't hire part-time agents at our office. I'm like, where should I go? She said, get out the phone book. So remember that thing, the phone book that we had back in the day?
What was that? Yeah.
That's right. I'm getting out the phone book and I'm thrumming through the phone book and I come to the yellow pages and I come to the C's. And everything's in alphabetical order. And I found Coldwell Banker. And so I started out in Coldwell Banker is where I initially started. A little brokerage before that, but it really didn't pan out. But where I really got my start was Coldwell Banker. And I met with the owner. I said, look, man, I said, I'm trying to supplement $500 a month in my income. I said, I don't know anything about this real estate deal. I said, what's your average sales price in Baton Rouge? And back then it was $100,000. I said, okay, great. What does the average agent get paid? He said, X amount of percentage. I said, well, I could sell two houses in my first year to make ends meet and supplement it. So I sold 10 my first year.
Nice.
And I fell in love with the business. And next year was 20-something. And then at that point, Jamie, in my life, I realized I had to systematize this. And that was the whole key to the whole process. How do I build systems to where it didn't matter if they were doing one or two house. I mean, you know, somebody buying a first house, a divorced couple going through, you're trying to, you know, go their separate ways, whatever that client's situation was, how do I give the same level of service to every single person that I serve? And that's what I put together. I put in systems and then I duplicated those systems. So the first system that I put together in my entire career was something called a raving fan club. And anybody that bought and sold a home with me, my dad was my courier. And so he was my first assistant that I hired. And so he was retired. He drove around and he had my van, whatever, and drove around and delivered things to my clients. Well, so if you were a client of mine, you bought a house from me, let's just say I had a spacewalk. Remember those bouncy houses?
Yeah, gotcha. And it was fun jump, they call them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I had one built and it looked like my car. So if my client of mine had a birthday party, my dad would go over there and set up the spacewalk. If a client had something, I teamed up with my title company. If they needed something notarized, my title company would notarize it for them at no charge. Back in the day, it was fax machines. They can come to my office, use my fax machine at no charge. And I had pressure washers. I rented a storage building. $33 a month was my storage building. I had extension ladders in there. I had tables and chairs. What do we do in Louisiana? Do we have crawfish and shrimp balls?
Yeah.
So Jamie's having a crawfish or shrimp ball at his house. Guess what? Jamie, you don't have to worry about going and get tables and chairs. My dad will deliver them to you with my logo over the top of them. And I can't tell you how many tables and chairs I delivered to people's houses having crawfish balls. And they saw my name. And I just kind of grew from that point forward. Fast forward 6 years, part-time, selling 52 houses a year part-time.
Gotcha. Nice.
And kind of grew from there. And so it just kind of evolved. And then I had the opportunity to manage two Coldwell Banker offices. I was with Coldwell Banker in Central and Zachary, grew those offices. The market shifted in 08. I ended up moving my license to a local Keller Williams company. Great company. Fantastic. Had a great time at Keller Williams. Unbelievable company. Did a lot for me. And I was their top producer 2008, 2009, 2010, and opened my own real estate brokerage in April 2011. Been a wonderful ride since then. I was with a company called EXP from 2011 to 2016, and I just joined a company called LPT Realty December the 9th of 2023. I opened it for the state of Louisiana.
Nice, dude. That's awesome.
That's the story, man. That's it.
Yeah, dude, that's a great story, man. I love it.
I appreciate that.
I love hearing the hustle in the beginning, man, and because there's a lot of agents that are really, truly hustlers that are just out there hustling, and that agent, like you said, adding systems to their business might be a way that they can start leveling up their business, man. Because just being a hustler,
when
you have that hustle mentality and you had it in the beginning and you still have it now, but you have so much more time because of the systems that you have to actually focus on the clients and the business.
With technology and stuff, right, in today's world, you can somewhat duplicate yourself in a lot of different ways. And that's where the leverage portion comes in. Well, one of the things I learned at KW and the MREA, which is the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book that Gary Keller published back way some then. Some people call it the Bible of real estate,
right?
You've heard of that.
Yep.
I mean, it talks about three L's, right? Listings, leads, and leverage. You got to have listings to last in this business. You got to have leads coming in to where you can service those, and then you got to have leverage. Well, technology is one form of a leverage. It comes down to the three P's, the people, the process, and the product. That affects the fourth P, which is the profits of the company. And so you have to take care of the people. You got to give you got to always improve the process, but then you got to give a great product to the company, to the consumer. And so it all comes down to that technology is a form of leverage. And that's one of the things that I've been able to do very well in my world is, and that's what keeps me up late at night is the leverage part of it. How do I always improve the process? Like right now, I'm using ChatGPT right now in my business to write a program for realtors to where everything is automated throughout the entire process. What I mean by that is you have a website, you go upload a PDF to the website, the artificial intelligence extracts the data out of that PDF. It tells the client the purchase price, the items being left, summarizes basically the entire purchase agreement for the consumer. It can calculate a net proceeds for them. It can e-sign the document directly for them, for the agent. And that's giving back what's called time to the agent. And whenever no matter how much money we all make in this world, if we can save someone time, that's priceless because that's the only commodity we cannot buy back.
Absolutely. Let's talk about if you were, I guess, an agent who doesn't have any systems, what would be the first thing that maybe you'd implement?
It depends on where that agent needs to be in their world because every agent has different goals. Right?
Gotcha.
So you as an agent, you may want to sell 10 houses. You may be in this business to pay for your daughter or son's college or to provide family vacations because your husband or wife works or whatever your situation is. So it really all depends on where that person needs to be in their world, because everybody has different goals. There's spiritual goals, there's personal goals, there's financial goals, there's business goals, all these different goals. And whenever those goals are in alignment, you have what's called perfect synergy in your world. When they're out of alignment, you're out of balance. And so it doesn't matter if you're off on your weight loss goals, like me, I'm a big fitness person, right? So if I don't go work out tonight, I'm going to be off on my fitness goals. Gotcha. It's going to throw me out of balance. So that really is a tough question. So if a new agent coming in, I would look at the three P's, the foundation of the business, the people, the process, the product, right? And what I mean by that is the people. Who can you utilize in your business right now today that is going to help you maximize, number one, your referrals, but also maximize your efficiency? Because what I mean by that is the people are everything. So when I first got in this business, there were no teams. Teams came around when Keller Williams got really, really big. They were the first big team promoter of Gotcha. Teams, right? And so the people that you take care of, that could be your title company, your mortgage company, your home inspectors. If you're an individual agent, those are part of your team. Your recommended service providers for whoever you recommend for mortgage, that's part of your team. That's your people. You got to take care of your people. So you need to, as an individual agent coming in there, you need to schedule up meetups between all of your people and have one of them once a month or even twice a month. And they refer business among one another. That's a networking group. You become primary to them. You refer business to them, they should refer business back to you. It's exponential marketing, right? So let's just say you have 100 people in your database. 100 times 100 is 10,000. So theoretically, one out of every three people in your database is going to know, they're going to know somebody that's going to buy, sell, invest, or relocate. Well, those service providers know people as well. So you should set up meetups with them once a month, twice a month as a new agent, and go meet people. It's a contact sport. You need to meet those people, right? So that would be the first thing, the people. If you are new in the business and you have a team, that would be your team members and your people, your service providers, plus your team members, plus your clients. Those are all people, right? The process is what keeps me up at night. How can you always find a way to make it better? And so as a new agent coming in, how do you refine that process? That comes down to technology. You would have to do a needs analysis of where you're at in your business. What technologies are you working with right now in your business that can help you leverage stuff? So one of the things that I did when I first came in, I said, okay, what are the most common questions that I get asked on a daily basis that slows me down and basically makes me stop what I'm doing to have to answer that?
Gotcha.
Because if I don't answer it, I'm not given a level of service that I should be given.
Right.
And so what can I use to automate that process? I don't want to automate it to take me out of it, because I'm always going to be there. I know I'm always going to be there for the client. But what can I use to help sustain that? So, for example, I use a system in my business called Youmail, Youmail, right? And what it basically does is it's a voicemail system, but it's so much more than that, right? So if I miss a call, I'm on this podcast right now, someone calls my phone and I miss a call. Well, one of the things I have in my business is a guarantee to my clients that if they call me and I don't return their call or respond back to them within an hour, that I deduct commissions off of my commissions out of my pocket, because I'm not giving the service and it's my fault.
Gotcha. Right? Wow.
So what Youmail does, Youmail is basically an autoresponder. If I miss a call right now, it's going to send a response back. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm doing a podcast right now. I will be in touch with you here momentarily. And it automatically sends it out.
By text?
A text.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, and I remember the first time I called you, it had like you missed it and it immediately texted me.
That's right. And it will.
And I was like, that's awesome.
It will.
And so and I think you'd even done something where it included your contact information as well at the same time.
It does. Absolutely. And so I do that all the time. Like if I'm flying and go speaking, like I just got back from a conference in Las Vegas. If I got to fly somewhere and speak somewhere as a result of you know, the business or whatever, I'm going to let people know where I'm at and how can they get service immediately if I'm unavailable. Because we don't like, I get up early in the morning, I get up very, very early, and I go to bed very, very late. I'm one of those crazy individuals that don't require much sleep, or don't sleep at all for that matter. Anybody can sell a house, but how do you give a level of service and an experience that is so unbelievable that it's repeatable, but that people scream it from the rooftops? That's what I'm trying to build. That's what I want other people to build. I love to see people get to their next. That's where I'm at in my world. And I know kind of my ADHD is all over the place, but I love to see people perform at their highest level, regardless of where they're at in their world.
Nice. Yeah, dude, that's awesome. So talk to us a little bit, I guess, about more of your like daily habits, your mindset. You talked about waking up early, but talk to us a little bit about your morning and your habits and the things that you implement in your personal life, I guess, that kind of help grow you personally.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I get up really early in the morning. Normally I'm up 4 or 5, you know, here lately it's been 6. I've been sleeping a little bit later here lately as I guess age and stuff or so forth. But I'm normally up right around 6 o'clock. I normally go to bed right around midnight, sometimes 12:30, 1 o'clock. So I function on 4 or 5 hours sleep. Yeah, and I always do. Work out late at night. Normally I work out between 9 and 11 p.m. at night. I don't do the morning workouts. I get up, I do about 30 minutes whenever I wake up initially. The first thing I do is I walk to the refrigerator and I drink me a coldest glass of water that I can drink, because that sets off. There's a guy by the name of, that I follow by the name. His name is Gary Brecka. You've probably seen him on some of the social media stuff, but I follow Gary. And he said that really starts your endorphins, starts your morning with that cold, cold glass of water.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's equivalent to a cold plunge, because I'm not jumping into a cold pool. It's not happening. I'll never warm up. But long and story short, I do that. It's the first thing I do. But I do prayer. I pray every morning for 30 minutes, roughly. And then I also pray at noon. Every day at noon, I pray. And so I do that all the time, because I wouldn't be in the situation that I am in today with these blessings that I've had without that man upstairs. I give him absolutely every ounce of credit there as far as that goes. I mean, I was premature when I was born. I weighed 1 pound and 11 ounces when I was born, and the doctors didn't think I was gonna make it. In fact, they told my dad that, you know, the odds of me surviving is pretty slim to none. My dad said, no, if he's gonna not make it, then let him fight. And here I am, you know, 50 years later, and still rocking and rolling. So
still fighting.
That's right. Still fighting. You know, 1 pound and 11 ounces. That was tough back then. But yeah, I'm just very blessed for the man upstairs, and I want to, you know, that's my biggest fear, Jamie, that I leave this world too early to be able to lead as many people as I can to him.
Nice.
That's my biggest fear. I'm not on a pedestal. I say a pedestal or a platform or whatever you want to call it, to where I can reach as many people as I need to reach, you know, as far as that goes. And I'm going to figure it out one day on how to get there to where I can lead as many people as I can to him and change as many lives as I can. Because, you know, I lead my life like this, is that I'm not better than anybody. You know, I get these awards and so forth. I'm not better than anybody. I wake up every day. I put my clothes on the same way every day. I have the same struggles that everybody else has. I have the same thoughts in most people that everybody else has. I just work a lot harder than most people. I work a whole lot. I think the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. See, if an agent is out there listening and they're done one transaction wanting to get to two, or done two and wanting to get to four, or 4 to 8, or whatever the case may be, wherever that person is in the world, I don't know who needs to hear this podcast or whatever, but they can always reach out to me wherever they're at in this world. I'm here to lend a hand, because we're all in this together. We're all brothers and sisters from the man upstairs, and we can all have a life that we never thought was possible.
Yeah, awesome, dude. It's a similar story, man. I know a lot of people lean hard on their faith, and that's great that you do that, man. And believe me, I think that somebody is going to probably be listening to this podcast and have a struggle that they're going through, and maybe they take that struggle to prayer.
Absolutely.
And are hearing this, and they're hearing your encouragement of, you know, how you operate and how you run your business, man.
Yeah.
So I've listened to you before, and you even had some other things with setting up grass cutting and stuff like that for people's houses.
Yeah, we do that as well, yeah.
Talk to us a little bit more about like the back end system, man. Somebody closes on a house, like what's the system look like long term?
Sure, absolutely. So it's all about the follow up, man. The fortune's in the follow up in this business, you know, and that's where a lot of people go south. They don't follow up enough, or they quit before they ever get started. That's a challenge. So, you know, the follow up is fantastic. So let's just say a house goes under contract today. One of the things that we do is we teamed up with a local company in Baton Rouge called Cookies by Design, and we basically send them a cookie bouquet. And one of the things I did was I used to put my picture on one of the cookies, right? And say, congratulations, your home's now under contract or whatever. But the cookie with my head on the front of it, I got tired of people biting my head off.
Yeah.
So I actually put a QR code on there now. And so I went to YouTube and I said, man, let's give a personalized message. So I went to YouTube, I recorded a message. Hey, congratulations, Jamie, your house is now under contract. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve you. If you need anything in the meantime, don't hesitate to reach out to us, whatever I say, you know. And they scan that with their phone, and it plays that message for them. And it really makes them feel special that somebody did that for them. So that's the first thing. And then what happens is that's once it goes under contract. Then my dad, like I mentioned, is my courier. we have coffee mugs with our logos on it. So the average time of an escrow period is 30 to 45 days, you know, to takes to go under contract to close it in most cases, right? And so every week during the escrow period, my dad will find out, well, hey, Jamie works over at Real Broker, District South, whatever. He's one of our clients or whatever. So we're going to send a coffee mug with M&Ms in it, whatever. Congratulations, 1 week down. The second week, we send another coffee mug, boom, with peppermints in it. Congratulations, 2 weeks down. We're getting close or whatever the case may be. And by the time that four-week period is over, we got four coffee mugs in that local place of business,
right,
where people would see us because people drink coffee and they just see our brand. And, you know, they remember that. It makes them feel special. So then we get there, and then we're about halfway through the escrow period. We send what's called something a midway surprise, where it could be you know, tickets to a local movie theater, whatever the case may be, popcorn, whatever we give there. Then we go to the closing. We give normally some coasters, or we'll give like a cutting board. Say if someone's buying their home, it'll say, you know, congratulations, the Knight family established 2024. And it's a cutting board with the information on their name on it and so forth and so on, so they can remember us as far as that goes. And then after the closing, 1 week after closing happens, Lance, my loan guy, calls him up and says, hey, you know, I know you just closed on your house with Darren or whatever. Darren wanted me to call you up and see, you know, when you would like your first complimentary grass cut of your yard since after buying your home. And they're like, what? Complimentary? Yeah. So I teamed up with my local grass cutting guy, and he does his deal and goes out there and cuts their grass. So it works out great. And so then and 30 days after, we have a local handyman that we work with in Baton Rouge. So since day one in this business, I put basically 7% of every commission check in a special account. And if someone has a plumbing issue, someone has an electrical issue, whatever, you know, something wrong with their house, within reason, I can cover it, and it's no issue to them as far as that goes. So I pay my guy up to $250 to go, my handyman, to go out there and say, hey, look, you know, you got a crack in the sheetrock here, or you got a light switch that's not working that was missed on the inspection, or whatever the case may be. We can take care of that for the client just to make that experience even that much better. And then after we do that, 6 months goes down, and my guy Chester from Uber, he's an Uber driver, calls him up, says, hey, this is Chester with Darren's Uber. Darren, I know you just closed on a house about 6 months ago with Darren. Darren wanted me to reach out to you and to see where y'all wanted to go eat, complimentary anywhere you're choosing. I'll make sure you get home safe. You can have wine, you can have whatever. The bill's on Darren, and I'll make sure y'all get home safe. And boom, he goes and picks them up. They go where they want to, and I take care of the cost there. And it works out great. And then a year after that, we do happy home 1 year anniversary. And then we do twice a year, we do client appreciation parties for our clients.
Dang, man. That's awesome, man. I love that. Yep. So how do you set all that up? I mean, you've got it set up on like a CRM after like the closing. You put that in a CRM. What CRM are you using?
So I just migrated over from Boomtown to Sierra Interactive. I just moved August the 1st is when we moved over. So we're in the process of bringing all that stuff over again, as far as getting everything reiterated into the proper drips and sequences and so forth and so on. So, but we also use a system called Infusionsoft in our business as well.
Gotcha.
Not to be confused with Confusionsoft, because it's very confusing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, dude, that's crazy. Yeah, I love the systems. That was the one thing. I just love the lawn cutting thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you've got everything going on, you're moving in, this, that, and the other, and then, you know, maybe the grass was cut that a week before the closing or whatever, but you don't even think about like setting all that stuff up.
So in Infusionsoft's a great software. It's very, very tough it's very confusing, even for somebody with a tech background like myself, very confusing. And so one of the things we're trying to get set up with, we're partnering up with a local pizza shop. So whenever we go to closing, I'm sitting down with you, let's just say you're at the closing right now, right? And I'll sit down with you and say, hey, Jamie, what y'all got going on? Y'all moving in y'all's house tomorrow? Yeah, I got our friends coming over tomorrow or whatever. They're going to help us move. I mean, what time y'all starting? Oh, we're starting right around 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, cool, man. It's going to be good. Hopefully the weather's good. And we just make general conversation at the closing to try to get a timeline of when you're moving in your house.
Gotcha.
Right? And at that point, Infusionsoft will allow me to team up. Well, I'm going to send an email by using triggers within the software, send an email to the local pizza shop. And there's in my area, it's called Pizza Place. It's teamed up with two pizza place, and they will deliver the next day automatically. I have my card on file. They'll deliver the next, you know, two pepperoni pizzas and some cold drinks while they're moving into the house.
Nice.
So we're trying to put that together right now and see how we're going to coordinate the logistics behind that, because that'll be interesting to see how that works. But yeah, I mean, how cool would it be? You're moving into your house, you got your friend's family over there, and your realtor sends you two freaking pizzas with some cold drinks. And you're not expecting that, because you know you're moving in. You know you're going to have to stop and get, you know, food at one point. Everybody got to eat. So how cool would that be? So I think that's a new touch.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know that's the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night, is how can you improve the process?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a people process product.
Yeah, how can you improve the process? Because, you know, you're – but it also – all the process and everything helps the people. So it's kind of a circular thing as well.
And it's in any industry. It's not only in real estate. It's in any industry. Think about this. You go out to eat. Like, where's your favorite restaurant?
I would say probably La Pagua here in Lafayette. Okay. It's a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, so let's say you go there, right? And you walk in, you walk in, and nobody sits you. You wait to get seated, nobody seats you.
Gotcha. Oops.
All right, there's an issue with what? The people.
Right.
Well, let's say they seat you, and your waitress and server is all bubbly, happy, and so forth and so on, and you place your order. And let's just say you order chicken fajitas. Right? Gotcha. It takes you an hour to get your chicken fajitas. Right? There's an issue with the what? The process.
Right.
People good, process flawed. So let's just say this. Server's fantastic, excellent going, you got seated fine, your fajitas come out fine, you bite into your chicken and it's raw. There's an issue with the product.
Yeah.
Okay. So that affects the last P, which is the profits. So if any of those three P's are flawed, whether or not you go back to that Mexican restaurant again in the future, it's completely up to you. So you have to perfect the people, the process, the product, and that'll in turn increase the profits.
Nice. Yeah, dude, I love that. That's actually a great reference there with the restaurant, man. I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
I actually heard somebody say the other day too, like, imagine you opened up a restaurant and you told everyone that you were going to be the waitress and you were going to be the waiter and you were going to be the cook in the kitchen and you were going to clean up and you were going to be the manager.
Yeah.
You were going to be everything. You would probably tell that person that they were crazy, right? Like, if they were going to run a restaurant like that. But realtors tend to run their business like that.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
They're the waitress. They're the waiter. They're the cook. They're the cleaner. Everything. And they're the manager. And they're the accountant.
It's funny that you say that, right? So I have an email on my phone right now. It's talking about taking a real estate transaction. It's like taking an airplane trip across the United States. You may run into some turbulence, but our job as realtors is to make sure that you land safely at your destination and that you have smooth sailing, smooth flight throughout the entire end of it, right? But that realtor is not checking you through security. That realtor is not, you know, loading your luggage on the plane. That realtor is not doing it all. And that's the benefit of having a team as well. And that's how the team model actually came around as a result of that. But you're exactly right. A lot of realtors run their businesses that way, and that's where the leverage comes in. It's so important.
Yeah, and you've been able to kind of dial that in and get the leverage that you need. But we're getting close on time, man, and I want to be respectful for your time because we only have so much of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I appreciate you being a part of it. But tell us one more encouraging thing, because we talk about this on the podcast a lot, but tell us one more encouraging thing for a realtor who might be struggling right now in 2024. It's a weird year. Tell us one more encouraging thing that you'd say to realtors right now who may be struggling in the business.
Well, you know, even as where we're at, you know, everybody has downturns in their business. And a lot of times what I see people do is they give up before they have that breakthrough. So don't give up and don't think that you're doing this alone, because there's tons of resources out there, including myself, who can help you get to that next step in your world, wherever that may be. Whether you're doing one transaction, like I mentioned before, one transaction trying to get to two, or if you're at 50 trying to get to 100, you have tons of people within, it doesn't matter which brokerage you're with. If you're with Real, if you're with LPT, if you're with EXP, if you're with Joe Smith, the independent brokerage, there's people, we're all a family. We're a family of realtors. We're a family of team members. We're a family of advocates for our profession. And just don't give up. One thing I can tell you is that, you know, most people give up before they hit that breakthrough. But normally things are going to get bad before they get good. And when things get good, you can know that there's a downturn coming on the other side of that as well. So it's a two-way street. But don't ever give up, because there's definitely ways to see that breakthrough and have a life that you never thought was possible.
I love that, dude. Appreciate it, man. That's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to close it out with that, man. I'm going to put Darren's contact information in the podcast. So if you want to get in touch with him, man, if you're liking what he's putting down, man, reach out to him on social media. I'm going to put all his contact information in the details of the podcast, man. And, you know, we're here as well as a servant to you guys as realtors. And please do us a favor and like the podcast and like what we're putting down and give it a share. Send it to a realtor who may need a little encouragement. So, Darren, man, thank you again, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jamie. I really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Well, I hope that you guys have an amazing day.